your hands up, and we are live. Here we go.
Move along now, sir.
Move along.
Welcome now, back, everybody. This is episode 16 of Fenway Faithful. As usual, this is Dave with your boy Moses Mania. Mo, what's going on?
What's up, motherfuckers?
How's your weekend, bud? Everything good? Everything's all right?
So far, so good, man. Can't complain. Another week in Red Sox Nation, Boston sports, and just keeping my head high as a Red Sox fan.
That's right, man.
Watch all the fates disappear off the bandwagon. So it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
A lot of room in Red Sox Nation this week. What's up with you, man?
Same old man. Just, hanging in there. I was I actually watched some of the game last night. I tuned in when it was 5-5, and then they blew that lead. And what, they lose 8-5 last night?
8-5.
Little hard to watch, but, take what you can. Obviously, we see where our weaknesses are right now all over the place. But what do we got to do? But aside from that, a lot of big news this week as far as the trade deadline goes. So why don't we talk about that first?
We had some people move, but I'm a fan of it. Obviously, the two people that stick out the most is Kevin Pillar is gone. He's in Colorado.
Yep.
And Mitch Moreland has moved on.
That's right. So good luck to Mr. Pillar. We liked having him here. And obviously, Mitch Moreland was definitely part of that World Series team. So sad to see him go, but you know what? This part of baseball, it is a business, and this is just part of the process of getting the Red Sox back on top.
That's right. And like what Chaim Bloom said, he was not many people bombed him when Mitch Moreland got traded, but when Pillar got traded, a lot of people attacked him. And he came right out and said, look, our long-term guy in center field is JBJ. We're going to sign JBJ long-term. So I guess I respect it. I respect he came out. He said, moving forward, we're working on a deal with JBJ. I'm with it. He's a career 270 hitter. If JBJ can find a way to get to 300, he'd be the best center fielder in all of baseball. You can't argue. So I like it. I like that we're sticking with him. And honestly, I can see Pillar back in the offseason. This was his Instagram post thanking the Red Sox. So here is the quote from K. Pillar 11 on Instagram. This is what he says. Thank you, Red Sox organization. First class from top to bottom. It was a dream to call Fenway home. Players and staff that I interact with daily, I'll miss you and be cheering you from afar. Excited to be heading back west and joining the Rockies organization. Head of the Mile High City. Stand strong, Red Sox Nation.
Yeah, man. So,
I feel like for him to say that really shows the Red Sox are doing something right, because let's call a spade a spade. His time in Boston will have an asterisk next to it. He was a late signing in spring training. Then spring training was shut down. Then he got to Boston and no fans. And he had spring training 2.0. And he's on the Red Sox. And he's in the circulation of, Verdugo's next Mookie. Is he the next Mookie? He's a center fielder. Now he's playing the corner positions. Benintendi struggles. All this. And he was a great piece to have. And, I hope he finds a way back to Boston. The door's wide open for him. But all in all, what a great guy. And nothing but best of luck to him.
Yeah, man. I'm with you 100% of that. It was his time with the Red Sox was awesome. He obviously is going to be a player that can add. He's definitely an asset. He's not a guy that went unnoticed. And I think that's why some people were kind of mad. People are frustrated right now that the Red Sox are having a terrible season. So when they see somebody like Kevin Pillar, heading west, of course, people are going to get upset. But you got to calm them down and explain, listen, man, this is all part of the process. At the end of the day, we're going to become a better team for it. So of course, like you said, you know, best of luck to Kevin Pillar. So moving on, another move that happened during this week was pitcher Josh Osich was traded to the Chicago Cubs. Now this might be named later. They haven't said yes or no yet or what the exact details are, but Boston will receive a player to be named later or cash considerations. Right. Remember, Josh Osich was the guy that I met at Winter Weekend. I got his autograph. Really cool guy. I didn't really hear too much noise from him during this season. I don't really think he got the opportunity to pitch that much. So, again, this is the Red Sox dealing with their bullpen and seeing how they can improve that as well.
He struggled and they shipped him off. And I think, like we talked about a few episodes ago, this is really a sissy game tryout. You know, it was rather start hot and end hot, or start off the way they did, and this is what we're looking at. You don't see a revolving door of pitchers. And I mean, let's call a spade. You know, when you have no Chris Sale, no E-Rod, that's your 1-2 guys. You know, Nasty Nate could be a 1 or a 2, but he's your 3 guy, and he's your number 1. And yep. Martin Perez is your 4 guy as your 2 guy. And, you know, it's rough. It's rough to watch. But as much as it's hard to watch, I enjoy watching the growth of our young players. And Ron Renegade's just marching guys out there to see what we got. And you got to respect it. And watching this move at Moreland and Pillar and Archits, I mean, honestly, in 2015, it reminds me of 2015 because I remember watching Mookie, JBJ, and Benny in the outfield. And people are like, who the fuck are these guys? And look at what was the end game there. They won the division in 16, 17, the World Series in 18. You can't just build a team overnight and expect them to go out there and win. It's going to take time. And I'm trusting the process. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
2020 was a year, but honestly, 2020 wasn't anybody's year. I mean, no. The world's in shit.
No.
Sports are in shit. There's no fans. And I do think that's another thing. There's no fans to get these players going. And for these young players, they got to be molded. And so I'm fine with the deal. I think they'll probably take cash from the Cubs because they're going to pay somebody a boatload.
And, well, listen, so there's some really good things going on right now. Part of that Mitch Moreland deal, so Mitch Moreland went to San Diego. We got minor league third baseman Hudson Potts and minor league outfielder Jason Rosario from the Pirates, Padres organization. But I got a good one for you, Mo. You know they called your boy Dell back up, right?
Yes.
He got
he had to make room for him.
Yeah, he got called up on Monday. So he's back. He's with the team now. And they're probably going to switch him between, you know, first and third. I'm thinking he's probably going to find a home at first. See where happens. You know, we got Devers at third. That position's locked in.
If you watch the game, his first game, I think, was Saturday. Dahlbeck played first. Chavez played second. So I think we're starting to see that infield come together. You obviously have your left side and Bogarts. So I don't mind seeing Devers at third, Bogarts at short, Chavez at second, and Dahlbeck at first. That's a good future. Verdugo on right, JBJ in center, and hopefully a healthy, good Benny in left. And if it's JD hitting cleanup, yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what, though, man? I will say I'm liking this, bringing a lot of these young players in. And I think that's just going to be part of the process for us to get back to a championship caliber. So it's good. The Red Sox have some good things coming. But don't one of these deals, didn't we, like, eligible for, like, some international players or something like that?
I gotta look into it. I don't know the specifics behind it, but I think every team is eligible, and I think a lot of you. So you get money, and if they take money. It could be international spending money, or it has to be other. Has to be regular money. It has to be what they get, but there is caps, I think, and everything. But like I said, don't quote me. I'm not 100% on it.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, that's pretty good. I like it. I like it a lot. Hopefully things keep getting better for us and we get these guys out on the field, you know, a little dirt on their jerseys and see where it goes. So aside from that, you know, we were talking before, we have a 5-game set against the Blue Jays. And that starts tonight. Just a few minutes, actually. It's 7:17. Game starts at 7:30 Eastern time. So we will be playing them, excuse me, 4 games. Apologize. Read that wrong. Yeah. So Thursday to Sunday. And this is in Buffalo.
Yes, yes, yes. Which is an awesome feel. I you know, I hope that they play there next year, because if not, we're doing a road trip for just minor league baseball. That shit was nice. If you like,
is watch that, that's a minor league field?
Yeah, the Buffalo Bisons play there.
Got it, got it. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Juice has been there, and he says it's one of the nicer minor league stadiums to go to.
Yeah, actually, one of my friends, they took a trip to Buffalo. They were dropping off, I guess, a family member's kid or something to school, and they actually went to the park or the hotel outside the park. But yeah, I was able to see some pictures. It's really nice.
No, it is really nice. And yeah, Buffalo. I mean, I love Buffalo. You know, I go there like a few times a year.
Yeah, I know. You're a big fan of that.
I'm a huge fan of Buffalo. And yeah, and the city backs the team too. So you'll get a few thousand people per game there.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean, I've always felt like, I mean, I'm not sure exactly how big Buffalo is, but they're very passionate about their sports. Very passionate. They
are. Bills Mafia is no joke.
Oh, I know. I know a couple Bills fans, man. They're just as crazy. So
their tailgate is on like the.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a tailgate I'll have to go to one day in my life.
It's a bucket list. We got to do that.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. But other than that, trade deadline's done. I mean, are you happy with the trades that they made that give these young players opportunity, or?
It's bittersweet, you know, because we came into the season expecting us to, you know, kick ass through all these 60 games, you know. Then we lost Mookie, you know, and we lost a lot of guys that were on that 2018 championship team, you know. And yeah, obviously, Nate Eovaldi is on the 10-day DL. Chris Sale is out. It's been frustrating. So, well, that's what we were saying earlier. As a fan, we have to understand that things have to be done in order for us to move forward. So, like, you know, losing Kevin Pillar. Yeah, of course I don't want to lose him, but these are things that need to be done. So, like I said, it's bittersweet, but I completely understand. You got to make space. You got to make, you know, salary room, and you got to improve this team in any way that you can. And I think that Chaim Bloom is really taking that responsibility, and he's sticking to his word. You know, he could have. Remember last year's trade deadline? We didn't do shit.
That shit pissed me off last year.
Where we just sat there and didn't do jack shit about it. And then what happened? Then we got a new president of baseball operations. And you see what I'm saying? Chaim Bloom is doing what Dombrowski couldn't do.
I agree. I agree.
And I think that might be one of the biggest statements I've ever made on this fucking podcast.
It is one of the biggest statements I've ever made. But you know what? You're 100% right. I'm right behind you. What Chaim Bloom is doing should have been done last year. Like, I don't know. Do you think we get more from Mookie at the trade deadline than after?
I honestly don't know.
Because I don't know about the trades, because of all the shit that's been going on. But it just, I agree.
Like, and let's go back to before the season even started. Okay, look at the draft picks that we selected. Look at the caliber of baseball players that we got. Young blood, guys that are in love with the game. He is sticking to his word. Everything that we heard from him at Winter Weekend, he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
That's it. And the people that complain about it aren't real fans. You know, 13, they won a World Series. 14, 15, they were shit. 16,
yeah, man.
16, 17, 18, powerhouse. Ran the American League. Couldn't handle it. The best thing Dombrowski did was give us Alex Cora, because that's who took us to the promised land. Other than that, you can't. I don't know what the guy did. He gave fucking Pablo Sandoval a blank check. Garbage. Hanley Ramirez, garbage. You know, he didn't fucking play Mookie, but apparently he didn't.
I have a big question to ask you, right?
Right.
Obviously, we understand that, you know, the Red Sox are not at their strongest. But, you know, they say a skipper kind of dictates if you're going to win a game or not. Do you think that Roenicke is having a fucking tough go at this manager thing?
Yeah, that's what he's dealing with. The guy had no 3-4-5 starter. And honestly, you're going to roast me for this. 12 and 25, shit, we should be happy to have the 12 fucking wins.
Nope.
You can't have a quality arm after Martin Perez and Nathan Eovaldi. You can't. After the two, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm trying to put the blame on him, but I guess he's working with what he's got. And I don't mean I don't say that to like downplay our players, but let's be honest, man. We're not our strongest right now.
No, and also let's not take in consideration that Chaim Bloom is doing what Chaim Bloom is doing, and Roenicke is managing like an interim manager. Roenicke is managing like he's not here next year, but he's setting up for the next guy to be good next year. Because not for nothing, this team is like I said, it's a fucking tryout. That's the vibe we're getting. That's the vibe I'm feeling. It's a tryout going on out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, speaking of next year, you think we're going to see quarterback in that dugout?
Yes.
I think so, too. I think there's a big chance. I think that the relationship that the Red Sox office and Cora have is a strong one. He obviously loves being there. So I think there's a good chance that Cora will be back, and I would love that.
I did see Cora. I've heard speculations of the Indians blowing up everything and even getting rid of Francona, and that would be nice to see.
What happened with Francona?
The Indians are trading everybody. They traded Clevenger, and they're going through a rebuild. And so when they traded Clevenger, they asked Francona on one of the radio stations or podcasts out there, said, how do you feel about it? He's like, I don't want to be here for a rebuild. He's like, I did it already. So if Francona leaves Cleveland, Boston's right there.
Listen, man, you know? Francona, to me, has always been one of my favorite managers, not just Red Sox. In baseball, period.
Hell yeah. The guy coached Michael Jordan.
Exactly. And I mean, like, aside from many of his accolades, Tito, it was just that manager that you wanted. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't know if I had to choose between Cora and Tito.
That's rough.
That is rough because they're both great managers.
But you can't pick that because you put you put Francona, you put Cora, you put John Madden, you put Roberts from the Dodgers, you put Mattingly from the Marlins, you can put I just had his name. I hate to say it, you put Girardi in it.
As far as what though? Like
as managers that players play for.
So don't forget about Joe Torre.
Joe Torre's in there. Players want to play for him. Players want to play to win.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't really – Buck Showalter's another one. Players play to win for their managers. And those are guys that maybe they are motivational speakers behind the walls in the clubhouse. We don't know. But when you see guys – the guy from Tampa now, Catch. When you see these guys, players play for them. The guy from the Nationals is another one. Players play for that manager. They give it all for their manager. And it works. 100% works. So I can't sit here and say Francona is better than Cora. Cora's better than Francona. No. They work. I know one thing. Roenicke will probably not be the manager. There'll be another manager there. We don't need another John Farrell. We need another guy like Cora in there. And two, they need one big arm to sign. The bullpen will be fine. I really do think the bullpen will be fine.
So, I like where you're going with this. We need to start looking into big pitchers for free agency, right? Well, the last big pitcher name that we signed was Chris Sale, right or not?
We traded for him, then signed him. Okay. The last outright we signed was David Price.
Correct. Okay, talking big money, right? So what I'm thinking is that Chaim Bloom is preparing for one of those big fucking deals, bro. And he's emptying cap space.
Yep.
To be able to pay Benny, to be able to pay JBJ, and sign a big fucking name.
I agree. I think they're gonna go after Trevor Bauer, honestly.
It's not a bad pick. I'll take him.
Take Trevor Bauer. Clevenger's another one who's going up on his free agent year. Shit, sign both of them. You know, look, the bullpen, and we talked about this last week with Joe Kelly. The bullpen is always going to be a bullpen of names you don't really recognize. You know, there's not many people out there. You didn't go, oh, they have that reliever. He's so good. You just don't have it. You have guys who have a season or two in them, and that's it. They got to find a closer to be in the role of a closer. But honestly, I like Matt Barnes as a closer.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Absolutely. Absolutely. But what I'm thinking is we got to sign a big fucking name.
No, yeah. And but I see it coming, right? I feel it coming. I know it's coming. There's definitely a name coming.
I think so too, man. I think so too. But that's something we can talk about next episode. Look into as far as who are the potential free agents? Who are the guys right. that – because think about it, what we were talking about, right? Gerrit Cole gets that big fucking signing.
And there's a horrible
who is another guy that's going to follow him up with something like that? What are other big pitchers? Now, I'm not talking about – we have to get young guys. You know what I mean? Like –
yeah, well, we can do that in another episode. You know, that's a whole other episode in its own. I was waiting for the end of the season for that. Right now, it's a trade deadline of what we're doing here. And talk about managers, too. We need a new manager. Honestly, though, I wouldn't be mad another year at Renicky, but Renicky's not the answer. He's just.
And you know what, though? I'm not mad at Renicky, man. No, I'm not still, mad at him. Like, I can't hate on him. My man stepped up and took charge of something that, you know. He kind of, you know, he just strapped up his boots and was like, all right, man, I guess this is what we got to do. So, yeah, but you're right, though. I think we are on the way to a big signing, and it's going to definitely reflect on the Red Sox a big and positive way. So,
it's going to happen.
So, yeah.
Too bad you can't trade a manager mid-year. That would be nice.
Imagine hypothetically, right? If along with trade deals, oh, the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers just got traded for the manager of the Red Sox.
That'd be crazy, right?
And their whole coaching staff.
I wonder if that like just nobody even thinks about it, or is this not they just can't do it.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's not traditional baseball. That's one. But that's just us playing, you know.
Yeah, that's us being
playing God, if you will. But yeah, I don't know. That's kind of cool though, man. But yeah. So that's definitely something we could talk about next episode. That's a good. I like that a lot. So wrapping that up, guys, this is the last month of the regular season. You should know that.
It goes.
We'll be finishing up. So after the Rays, Blue Jays, we got a one game in Philly. I think this is a make. Oh, we have a doubleheader on Tuesday.
Yeah, I can say a doubleheader in Philly.
Yeah, and then we go on to the Rays. So we'll definitely be talking by next Thursday and Friday, so we'll be able to chat that up a little bit. But, 18th, 19th, and 20th, three games set against the Skankies. So at least we go watch a little bit of that, you know?
Yeah.
But otherwise than that, man.
It's fun watching it, man. As young pitching, as young players, I can do it, man. I can do it. It's just sad that the season was short and it's going so fast, honestly.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I've been doing a lot of thinking. I just want to get this season done with. And I know we're a long ways ahead from away from it, but I'm kind of already looking forward to spring training 2021.
Yeah, but I want to see what's gonna happen in the off season. Don't bypass the off season.
Well, listen, we still got another winter weekend to go to. I don't know if we're gonna have it this year, but you know.
Yeah, I hope so. I think honestly, it's too early to say. You gotta see what happens in October.
Yeah, pretty much, man. So we'll keep you guys informed on that. But you're right, though. Let's before we go to spring training, let's finish this season out. Let's see what happens in the off season. But like I said before, I think big things are coming. So I have a good feeling about it. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. You know, yep. Boston is a title town, as everybody says. So
that's right.
Keep your heads up and, you know, yeah.
Keep believing, man. Keep
before
believing.
We forget, shout out to the best sponsor around, Wicked Pizza.
WickedPizza.com. Amazing clothes, amazing gear. I'm getting a shit ton of pictures with our Fenway Faithful Sports t-shirt. Thank you, guys. To our winners, we're getting out the info to you guys still. I've been a little behind on stuff. But awesome. All around awesome shit. We're already talking about another giveaway for the month of September.
Dude. Yeah, I know. And, you know, and they just put up a bunch of new designs, too. A bunch of cool new t-shirts. So, guys, as usual, go check them out. That's FFS15, right?
That's right. You got it, buddy.
Finally. Shit.
Finally. The rest of the guests sound right saying it. So good.
Yeah, man.
We're on it. But, yeah, guys, shout out to them. Always taking care of us. Always hooking us up. Just great guys. We talk sports all the time, me and the one guy and Nick over there. And it's fucking amazing. Good people over there. Support your small local businesses and support Boston sports. And to support him, wear that Fenway Faithful Sports.com t-shirt or just wear anything with a pizza. But guys, it's been another great episode. Dave, as always, they're talking about Red Sox baseball. Just hit me this last month of baseball till the playoffs start. Hope the Yankees go 0-27 this month. And
then me too, bud. Me too. But guys, as usual, it's always a pleasure. We love you. Always feel free to message us anything you want to talk about, any topics you think we may have missed or you think are important to touch on. Or just if you want to say hi, please, guys, feel free. Guys, we love you. Until next time.
We are out.